Support for this episode comes from Signature Bank.
Hey, this is Gary Head at Signature Bank of Arkansas. 20 years ago, we set out to build something different, a community bank that knows your name, values relationships, and gives our bankers the authority to serve you the way that you deserve. From our first location in Fayetteville to now serving families, farms, and businesses across Bentonville, Rogers, Springdale, Harrison, Brinkley, and Jonesboro, we've grown, but our mission remains the same. Local, personal, trusted. With 210 passionate teammates and growing, we're proud to serve all of our communities, including through Banco C, our bilingual banking services in Rogers and Springdale. Whether you're starting your own business, buying a home, or planning for the future, Signature Bank is here for you. Call us today at 479-684-3700 or visit us online at signature.bank. And be sure to tell us you heard about us right here on I Am Northwest Arkansas.
Searching for local businesses in Northwest Arkansas just got easier. From restaurants to roofers, boutiques to baristas, finditnwa.com connects you to the best local businesses with just one click. Discover something local, something great. Visit finditnwa.com today. Find it fast, find it local, finditnwa.com.
It's time for another episode of I Am Northwest Arkansas, the podcast covering the intersection of business, culture, entrepreneurship, and life in general here in the Ozarks. Whether you are considering a move to this area or trying to learn more about the place you call home, we've got something special for you. Here's our host, Randy Wilbur.
Hey folks, and welcome back to another episode of I Am Northwest Arkansas. I'm your host, Randy Wilbur, and I'm excited to be with you today. I'm here with dear friends of mine. One of the things that I must say I really enjoy about this podcast is that this podcast has afforded me the ability to meet so many amazing people in Northwest Arkansas, and my next guests are no exception to that rule. I'm sitting here in the Music Depot in downtown Rogers, or DTR as the cool kids say. And I'm hanging out with Anthony Ball and Reggie James, the proprietors of the Music Depot here in downtown Rogers. And we are going to learn a little bit more about them and about just this whole facility and what they're trying to do with the music scene here in Northwest Arkansas. And so for the uninitiated, I've had actually both Reggie and Anthony on the podcast previously. We've talked about other initiatives that they've worked on, including a Juneteenth event in the past. And these guys are into a lot of different things, but they're outstanding musicians. But even more importantly, they're outstanding members of our community. And so I want to welcome back again for another time to the I Am Northwest Arkansas podcast, both Anthony Ball and Reggie James, the proprietors for the Music Depot in downtown Rogers. How are you guys doing?
Great, man. Thanks for having us again.
Absolutely.
It's always good to be back.
It is. Absolutely. And like I said, I mean, I always like promoting friends and people that are doing really cool things. So for the uninitiated, tell them, just quickly introduce yourselves. Give us your quick superhero origin story, and then we'll get into the Music Depot. So Reggie, I'm going to let you go first.
Well, good morning. My name is Reggie James, and I've been in around Northwest Arkansas, in and around probably about 30 plus years. And so it's great to be able to be a part of such a vibrant scene as Northwest Arkansas and to see it grow from very humble beginnings in music, although great beginnings. Like we have so many artists have been through this region before they were accomplished artists. And so to be able to be a part of the whole music story of Northwest Arkansas has been something that's extraordinary. I've been working with Music Moves, or we started Music Moves back in 2019. And it was just an initiative to continue the work that we were already doing in the community, which is to bring Black music form, art form to our community through education and performances. And so to be able to continue to do that at a level, the community support, foundational support, business support, it's been great.
Yeah. And I've had a chance to witness the arc of what you guys have done. And I've really been impressed with how you have brought in so many different pieces of our community, pieces that you wouldn't normally think go together, but they do under the auspices of what you guys are doing with both Music Moves and now this Music Depot. So real quickly, you've kind of described Music Moves. Anthony, I'm going to let you introduce yourself and you give us just a quick synopsis of why the Music Depot.
Yeah. So Anthony Ball, I've been here since 2007. So upward of 15 years now. I came here pretty similar to a lot of people here. I came here to study at the U of A. Music and business is my background. So when I got to this area, man, I was pulled into the community as soon as I stepped on campus. There's a great community here, music community, just greater community of people, and a huge appreciation for arts and culture here. So I played and toured with a lot of bands around here. And we were both educators as well, too. I had a few year stint at Heritage High School that's right here in downtown Rogers as well, too. Probably about a mile from our building. But Music Depot was kind of always in the playing cards for us. We're both community builders. And one of the things that you have to do when you're really investing into the community is invest into the community.
Absolutely.
You know, so brick and mortar was one of the things that we always wanted to see done. One of the obstacles we had with our nonprofit as trying to be good stewards of the donations and support that comes in, we always had to kind of reinvent these spaces that we were in, you know? So it was just a huge gap that every time we had an event, it was just glaring, you know? We had to put so much into making the space what it needs to be for the people that were coming to these shows or these education workshops or whatever it may have been. So it was kind of always in the plan cards. One of our board members, he's in the real estate side, and in our building, it's a historic building here in downtown Rogers. It used to be a jewelry store, and when they retired, they wanted to return it back to the community. Our space used to be a music store. It used to be a movie theater. So it's kind of always been a place where the community, it was a hub for the community.
For the arts. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, for the arts. So when they retired, they heard about our organization and fell in love with what we did. So it felt right. And it just felt organic and it just kind of felt in place.
I love that. I mean, what does that speak to both of you guys in reference to? Because we hear it a lot about our community. And when I say our community, I'm talking about Northwest Arkansas. And we hear people say all the time, oh, man, people are so great here. And they're very giving and people are always, you know, encouraging others to do things. What did that former owner of this space, what did their commitment to Music Moves and to this, the idea of the Music Depot, what did that say to you?
It really shows how the common thread, one of the main things it shows, the common thread of American music. And when you start talking about, or even the performative aspects of American music being rooted in Black music, right?
Yeah.
And so they wanted to be a part of the arts community and bringing that to Northwest Arkansas. Of course, we have people that come through that do performances, you know, concerts.
Sure.
You're able to be at some of the other places, whether it's the Amp or established clubs like George's or JJ's or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But to have a space that is for our community to be able to come and see, you know, professionals, to interact with professionals, to interact with students, you know, to interact with university personnel, like all of those things coming together. I think when they heard about our dream and our desires to do that as an organization, they were like, yes,
this is,
would like to be a part of that. And so definitely a big shout out to them. And then for downtown Rogers for embracing us, you know, they really have. I mean, Karen Wagerman, don't know what.
Rogers Lowell Chamber of Commerce. And she just recently retired.
And she's retired.
Crazy thing. But even though she's retired, I was joking with her the other day. She's still busy connecting people.
That's what she does.
She is a natural connector.
That's what she does.
And I've shouted her out a number of times. She's the reason why she's probably invited like 30 people that she said to me, oh, you need to have this person on. I mean, she's batting 1,000 in my book. Because she's everybody that she's recommended has been out of sight.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's funny because she would say, oh, do you know Reggie and Anthony? And I was like, yeah, of course I know those guys. So, you know, but I mean, it just, like attracts like.
But those, right. And those connections, whether it was a board member to say something to the individuals that own the space.
Absolutely.
Or Karen saying, hey, what about this? What about this? And I mean, literally, you're saying that, but I know for about the first 6 or 7 months, she would send somebody. she would say, Anthony, do you know this? Like, these emails would pop up every 2 or 3 days. Yeah, Anthony, yeah. Anthony, make sure. Anthony, be sure to follow up. Look at this person. Look for this person. So
listen, I would tell Raymond if he was here that he has a big hole at the Rogers Lowell Chamber of Commerce with Karen Wagaman no longer
there.
You're
going to need about 16 people to replace
absolutely,
she does, man. She's special to our downtown area for sure.
Absolutely. So, well, great. So Music Moves. Now you've got the Music Depot. And then both of you guys, as you said, you're musicians, so you perform a lot. Now, Anthony, you're with, remind me of the name of the band that you play the drums for.
Funk Factory.
You both do. Okay, yeah, right. Yeah. So, and Funk Factory has done, you guys have performed at Gully Park. Have you performed at the Amp?
We perform at the Amp with
OJ's.
Okay. Yeah, all right.
That was
okay.
One of our bigger shows.
Yeah.
We've been at the Momentary. We've been shareholders. We've been at LPGA.
There's a lot of
Rail Yard.
Yeah.
All the spaces.
And there's actually a lot of cool local groups that have been around for a while and are well known. I'm thinking of the group that Chatty Clump is part of.
Oh, Ultra Sway.
Ultra Sway, right. They travel a little bit.
Yeah, they're a great group. They've been around for a long time.
Yeah. So, and then do you guys travel with the Funk Factory? Do you guys go other places or?
Yeah, we travel as well too. A lot of us are ex-travelers.
Yeah.
So we don't do it as much. We stay really, really busy in our area, but we kind of draw a 3-hour radius around Northwest Arkansas.
Sure.
And so that's kind of our backyard.
Yeah. And I remember you did an event not a couple of years ago. It was probably during the pandemic at the Jones Center where you brought in the UAPB band.
Yeah. That was our Black Music Expo.
That was a lot of fun
because,
you know, me being a historically Black college graduate from Howard, you know, we all know bands at HBCUs are at another level and it's just a different feel. But the minute that they started with Cameo, you know, you just get those chills in the back of your neck and you're just like, oh, my gosh. Yeah. And it awakens something in you that never left.
Right. Right.
So, Randy, I'll throw it out there. So this is what happened with that. After being able to get them for the Black Music Expo, do you know that next year, all the HBCU bands blew up, right?
Yeah.
And they found themselves not just going, honestly, they weren't just going to Black spaces anymore.
No, they were going all over the place.
They were going all over the world,
yeah,
literally.
Yeah, well, and also, you know, Beyonce put a lot of
them on blast in her album,
which I listen to all the time because listen to that because it reminds me of being at a Howard homecoming.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, you haven't experienced a homecoming till you've gone to an HBCU homecoming.
Right.
So not to say that other homecomings aren't great.
It's just an experience.
And that's all I'll leave it at that. But
that's why we were so excited to kind of share that as well, too, because it was so layered because the momentum of Beyonce album and then the U of A and UAPB just played. So Razorback fans had seen M4 and they were like, oh, my God, I've never seen a band like a show band like this. So it was riding this wave of so much going on in the show band, HBCU marching bands. And, you know, we have a lot of folks that went to HBCUs here in Northwest Arkansas.
Yeah.
So you had that layer as well, too.
Yeah.
We were actually supposed to march from the square and it rained.
Yeah.
So we didn't get the march because I wanted them to go through the community.
It was still well received.
Oh, yeah.
No doubt. Well, no, I mean, so you guys have had your hands in a number of events. As I said, I remember one time, Anthony, when I had you and Rochelle on to talk about the Juneteenth event, which was big. And there were a number of different people that you brought to downtown Springdale. And so you haven't limited yourself to just one area. You are in Fayetteville. You are in Springdale. You are in Rogers and in Bentonville. And so I would talk about the welcoming music scene that you have found in all of the cities that comprise Northwest Arkansas. What does that mean to an individual like yourself that's not just a promoter, but you're also an artist.
Well, one of the things that I've learned, I'll probably say over the last 10 years, is music. For me, music was life, and it was culture for me. When I moved to Northwest Arkansas, it became a tool to bring people together. And then when you bring people together, you say, well, as a community member, you're like, what responsibility do I have now?
Yeah.
Like, I want people to leave with a new experience, a new knowledge, a new spirit. And music can do that across the board for anybody. You know, one of the most treasured things for me, you mentioned going to all the different cities. For one, I still look at us as Northwest Arkansas.
Right.
So I'm still fighting that,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
25 well, minutes away is not that bad.
No, it's not. And you know, and to your point, I think people need to understand this. If you're not from here, there is no real tribalism between the different cities.
Right.
I think Fayetteville respects Bentonville and likes and supports what Bentonville's doing. Springdale does the same for Fayetteville. Rogers does, you know what I mean? It just kind of goes that way. And we've also pulled in some of these other places like, you know, Cave Springs and Pea Ridge and Farmington and Siloam you know, and so they all feel, because I always tell people that, you know, Northwest Arkansas is big, and Bella Vista. I just had them on the podcast, and we had Tom Judson, the CEO of the Bella Vista POA, talking about that location. And, you know, all of it comprises this area, makes it really special.
Yeah. And a word you mentioned that stuck out was the respect. I always go back to the huge respect and appreciation for the arts here. And when we moved here and we start, like, of course, I'm a musician. So I saw all the great things that were happening in the Hispanic community, all the great things in the Marshallese. They were put on these big, beautiful cultural events.
Yeah.
And then when I looked in the Black community, we're a great community here in Northwest Arkansas, but I didn't see that representation as well, too. So one of the things that I love so much about, like, the Black Music Expo and particularly the Freedom Festival that happens every June. It's the largest cultural celebration, one of the largest ones in Arkansas now.
Yeah.
And it's such a blanket of people that come, white, Black, brown, or just a shade of beautiful people that get the experience. And we get to share Black tradition with everybody on a grand level, just with everybody in Northwest Arkansas and surrounding areas.
Yeah. I love that. And I think hopefully there's going to be more of that, but that brings me to the place that we are now, which is this Music Depot. This was a dream, you know, that was a long time coming. And now that you're physically here, why don't you kind of walk us through how you're using this space in a variety of different ways? Like you've told me, and I've through social media, I knew that you were using this space for karaoke. You were doing other events. You had some stand-up comedy. You know, it's become almost a black box, if you will, of different opportunities when it comes to entertainment here in Northwest Arkansas, specifically in downtown Rogers. So I would love for you to maybe share all the different ways that you're using this space now and maybe tease a little bit about what you hope to do in the near future.
Well, you've already gave a huge shout out with the karaoke.
I have a problem.
I love it.
spilling the tea like that.
Friday nights have been great. Friday nights are the karaoke night with a live band, which is something that's, of course, is different for Northwest Arkansas, but there are not that many places, even cross country, where you can have a live band to just play the songs that people, you know, sing or want to come up and sing. And so that's something that's, it's fun. It's great. It also allows, again, for interaction cross-cultural immediately, because we know that, you know, pop music, which comes out of the Black diaspora, is all over the world. It's a world sound, right? And so it's not limited to just our shores, even in the States. So everyone is welcome to come. Everyone is welcome to be a part of that. And that's been something that's great. And of course, we have performances, which you already mentioned. But one of the delights that for us is on Thursday nights, we have what we call the either jazz or blues. And it alternates on those Thursday nights. But it's a time where we've invited students from Northwest Arkansas, whether it's the university, whether it's, you know, high school or whatever, to come and to be a part of that initiative, the jazz and blues on Thursday nights. And to see the young people come, to hear the talent level of young people that are in Northwest Arkansas, the young people are driving. Some are driving, some are coming with their parents from Siloam Springs, which from Rogers, that is an hour and 5 minutes.
Yeah,
one
sure,
way.
Sure.
Just to get here to be able to. One of the things that we always talk about is that within the Black community and the Black church specifically, you've always had space to explore.
Yeah.
And to be able to say, even for our community, well, of course, if you had a church place for explorations, now they didn't want us at the juke joints, but the juke joint was there. And I'm not saying that music, that the depot is a juke joint, but I am saying that it is a space where people can explore those musical talents, you know, and explore them safely here in Northwest Arkansas. So they come from Fort Smith, man.
Yeah,
they're coming from Prairie Grove, all of these places, so that they can get here and be with other professional, you know, jazz players that are here. Shout out to Dr. Herzog in the University of Arkansas, Dr. Sullivan, Rick Sullivan, that's up there. Hey, they have those ensembles. Parts of those ensembles come here. But to see that number of high school students that come here, Randy, I'm telling you, you need to come on a Thursday night so you can see and hear those young people in here. And it's amazing.
Yeah.
We won't, I'll say this part, and this is a plug, but we won't lose those students to other schools when they graduate high school, right?
Yeah.
Just look at our sheer numbers in Northwest Arkansas. Let's talk about it as a metro area, just like the business community talks about it. Man, when you start talking like that, we're talking about an excess over 4,000 students directly involved in the arts, in music every day.
Yeah.
Where do all those students go? Because we only see 25 or 30 of them at the university. Where do all the students go over the years and the years and the years? We wanted to make sure that we have a space that is, yes, it's performative, but it's also educational and enriching for our community. So that is here. It's at the Music Depot. Just come.
Yeah, you have to.
And I'll add, you mentioned some teasers. This is the fun part as well, too. So this summer, we're launching our summer camps. So Reggie mentioned some of the numbers we looked at. And this was just the main cities. These aren't Pea Ridge, Farmington, Lincoln, which a lot of great students are coming from those areas.
Yes.
You wouldn't believe it, man. It's a lot of talented kids. These kids are going to Belmont and North Texas and going on scholarships.
Yeah.
So that when we get those kids to stay, it transformed our university and our communities instantly. So this summer, we're getting to do some summer camps, both band camps for kids that's in band, and we're doing music appreciation from kids kindergarten and all the way up as well, too. So they can just be a part of music, and we'll do kids shows and arts and craft, all kind of good stuff as well, too. So that's something that we're doing, and we're really proud of that. There aren't a lot of offerings in that. When you look at summer camp opportunities, you got the outdoors, you have science and math and all those things. There's so many tests around the exposure when we expose our kids to art and music as well, too. So we want to make sure that we fill those gaps as well, too. So those summer camps are something that we're really, really proud of. Another thing that we're going to see in the future is some engineering workshops as well, too. With the, and this goes into our education programs as well, too. But with the growth of our area, you think about, and this is a platform where you have a lot of business people listen to. And we think about it in from that mind frame. You're thinking about all the jobs that's going to be flooding into the music industry that's working for the Amp, Crystal Bridges, JJ's Live, George's, all these. You know, we have internships that's surrounding, you know, event coordinating, how to be a sound tech, how to run shows and show produce. We're going to need those talents.
Yeah.
Crystal Bridges is going to need historians, you know, and we got to grow those locally here.
And I know so Orson Weems is doing some of that.
He's doing that as well, too.
With the music education initiative.
So, and it is an initiative that's really, really needed in this area because it's growing really, really quickly.
I just want to stop you because I think people listening to this need to recognize that a lot of times you say, oh, well, so-and-so, they're not a musician, but they want to be part of the scene.
Yeah.
There are a lot of opportunities to be a part of it. You know, you hear, of course, the stories of the roadies and the people that work with groups that travel all over the world. But you even have that on a smaller subset where every band needs, you know, some assistance and some other people to help them get everything set up, because you can't do it all yourself. Right. So,
and right now you have companies that's doing business in Northwest Arkansas and surrounding areas, and they're having to bring people in from Texas and Oklahoma to be able to service these jobs. So these are opportunities that's not just singing on a microphone or a guitar, that's going to keep our kids engaged and be able to take care of themselves as well, too.
Yeah. I mean, it's
2020
huge.
brought the people that were in the back to the front.
To the front. Yeah. Yeah.
So if you were on lights, which used to be, you know, nobody cared.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nobody cared about the media person.
Right.
Nobody cared about it. If, you know, the sound technician, we'll give them $50.
Yeah.
What, you know what I'm
saying? Yeah, absolutely.
I'm just keeping it real. That's what people thought. But now, man, those jobs are necessary in order to have any production.
Absolutely.
You have to have.
And if you're going to do it right.
Exactly.
And if you're going to do it right. So, yeah. I mean, it goes without saying. And I mean, even you guys have brought in some amazing artists that have come here. And I think, of course, is one of my favorite gospel artists, Fred Hammond, who showed up a couple of years ago.
Yeah, yeah.
I talk about that all the time. Because I think I had said to you before he even came, I said, man, if you could get Fred Hammond here, that would be on point. And, you know,
I was just sitting there smiling because that's one of my favorites as well, too.
Yeah. So it's like, yo, I mean, that was an amazing concert. You guys transformed Christian Life Cathedral, which is in Fayetteville, over there by the Raising Cane's, and it transformed it into a gospel center for one day. And it was just, it was really special to literally have Fred Hammond performing right around the corner from where I live.
Right.
Because I literally live like 2 minutes from CLC.
Oh, wow.
So for me, it was really special, right? I didn't have to travel a million miles or whatever to see that. And that spoke volumes to me of you guys, the ability that you have and the respect that you've garnered in this industry to bring that kind of talent here. Mm-hmm. So,
well, we're grateful for the community, you know, coming on alongside us. We tell it when it comes to Music Moves, when it comes to the Music Depot, like this is community spaces or community organization. We listen, we literally listen to what people are looking for in Northwest Arkansas and trying to see if our needle can thread through those things as well, too. So it makes me smile every time you mention that, because that's what we want. Like we want Northwest Arkansas to feel like home, and we want to bring that impact to Northwest Arkansas. Like everybody knows Northwest Arkansas, we punch higher than our weight class.
Sure.
You know, so when it comes to, you know, black music, black culture, there's no difference in Northwest Arkansas. Most people wouldn't know that there's an amazing jazz musicians right here in Northwest Arkansas. You know, we've introduced you to Michael Fields.
Yeah.
He's from Tulsa by way of North Carolina, but this guy travels all over the country all year long playing some of the top clubs. He took us to D.C. and played the Blues Alley.
Blues Alley.
Oh, yeah.
You know, legendary. A place where Dizzy Gillespie, Miles Davis, John Coltrane, all those guys played.
I spent, when I was at Howard, I would go to Blues Alley. Mm-hmm. Blues Alley was in the alley of a restaurant that I used to work at called Houston's. It's right on Wisconsin and M Street.
Wow.
It's at the corner. And so I used to go to Blues Alley all the time. My cousin used to work at Blues Alley.
Wow.
And he would just tell me stories. And he said it was one of the singular greatest events for him.
Yeah.
That just about every artist was so giving and so kind and would spend time after their sets just chatting with the staff and just talking to people. And I mean, there's just something about when you're in the music scene, you know, you feel like an artist, they give so much of themselves, and it's just the tip of the iceberg.
Yeah. And a piece I love, every time you have those conversations, whether it's locally or anywhere around the country, there's always, Arkansas has always had a piece of those conversations in one way or the other. We had Bobby Rush down here that's, you know, blues legend. And we were in a studio recording with them, and we brought our bass player in, and he's from Pine Bluff.
Okay.
And when we mentioned Pine Bluff, he lit up, and he was like, oh, my God, and found out he was good friends with his grandfather.
Oh, wow.
You know,
okay.
And it's
small
just time,
world.
Time yeah, after yeah. time when we have those kind of conversations, you know, when people think about music, they don't instantly you don't think about Arkansas, but we want to change that narrative because it's so much history that runs through. I'm from West Memphis, Arkansas. You couldn't be a blues artist. You couldn't be an Elvis. You couldn't be a B.B. King if you didn't come through West Memphis, if you didn't come through Forest City, you know, so there's so much history that's tied to Arkansas that we want to share so people can be proud of what's here and us as leaders talking about those stories. Because if we don't talk about them, it's like it never happened.
Absolutely. Yeah. Which is important. So back to this facility, which is, again, right around the corner. It's right next to the Daisy BB Gun Museum.
Yeah.
So that big old BB gun that sits on the side of the building. If you just walk around the corner there, that's where the Music Depot is. And so it's really not hard to find. It's right down the street from the beautiful Onyx Coffee Shop. And I mean, you're just kind of in the heart of all of it.
We're right on the bricks.
Yeah, you're right on the bricks. So you have the vault, you have a bar here. You guys are now serving food in the evening. You've partnered up with Herman's down in Fayetteville.
Yes.
So for those of you that know, Herman's is famous. And you know, not just famous. I mean, you know, Herman's was featured in an episode of True Detective. ESPN. I tell people all the time, you got to go to Herman's. And if you want
to come to Northwest Arkansas,
you got to go. The building doesn't look like much, but the food coming out of it is a whole different story.
That's always a Northwest Arkansas thing.
Though. It is. You never judge a book by its cover.
The overalls and the pickup truck.
That's it. So
he's employed the whole world.
You know, and it's funny you mention that because I think a lot of the sensibilities, because I've read his biography. Now that I've lived here, I've read his biography a couple of times, and each time I gain new nuggets of wisdom. But there is a through line that you just mentioned, and some of it is just, you know, putting that hard work in and just keeping it simple and not, you know, trying to rise above something, but just kind of meeting people where they are. Mm-hmm. And that's honestly what Sam did, and that's how he grew Walmart to what it is today. And I mean, it's ginormous, but you know, he started with just a basic fact of treating people right and giving them what they wanted and asked for, you know, in the store.
That's Northwest Arkansas.
And that is Northwest Arkansas.
A great product and great service.
Yeah. Right? That's it. So, yeah. And you know, and I try to explain that to people. I have friends because I'm an East Coast kid and I've lived on both coasts. But, you know, a lot of times, and we've talked about this, that, you know, the Heartland, this area is kind of a flyover area, but people are starting to take notice.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. One of the things that I really, really enjoy when I come to the Music Depot is people's faces when they come into the space. And they're like, oh my God, this is nice. You know, because I mean, this is something you would probably see in New York or Chicago. And we wanted to have that feel in our space. You don't have to come with a tuxedo. And it's okay to wear flip-flops as well, too.
Yeah.
You know, but it's a space where it's nice and it's right here in the heart of Northwest Arkansas. And it's just that same spirit where it's a great product and it's great customer service. We're building regulars now, which is really cool where people come in and we know each other's names. But when people come here, like I've had a guy that come to some of the jazz nights, not even a jazz artist show on the weekends, but jazz jams. And he was like, man, I've been to New York shows. I've been to Chicago. I've been all over. I've been to New Orleans. This was one of my favorite and one of my top jazz shows that I've ever been to. And he's a musician as well, too.
Yeah,
so, you know, we don't blow smoke
for each other.
So that just rang that we're doing something right and we're on the right track here in Northwest Arkansas.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, you guys are definitely doing it. And that's why I really wanted to have you on, because I think anything that you guys have touched has just been tremendous. And that speaks volumes to the individuals that you are and also to what's on your heart as far as that's concerned. And so, you know, as they say, there's an old proverb, your gift will make room for you. And both of your gifts have really made room for you, not just in this physical building that we're in, but also here in Northwest Arkansas. So I appreciate you both very much for the work that you do and continue to do. And I know some days it can be hard. You got to continue to fight the good fight.
Yes,
you got to continue to get out there because you just never know when that next opportunity is going to present itself. And it's just going to take you to an even a whole nother level. So I just want to just personally, that's just me encouraging two other brothers that are doing things at a high level here in Northwest Arkansas. So
from
everyone, I just want to thank you.
Man.
I want to thank you guys so much.
Thank you
for your support.
You,
yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, folks, there you have it. Anthony Ball and Reggie James from the Music Depot and Music Moves, and they're doing some amazing things. If anybody wants to get in touch with you guys, because we'll put all your contact information in the show notes. What's the best way for them to connect with both of you?
Oh, follow us for sure on Music Moves AR.
Okay.
And website, musicmovesar.com.
Okay.
And of course, you can just, you can email me at Reggie@musicmovesar or Anthony at musicmovesar.
Perfect. Yeah. Well, yep. And again, we'll put all that in the show notes. We'll also put the hours of operation here at the Music Depot so that way people know. But as of right now, at the time of us recording this, it's Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights. Is that correct?
Yes,
okay.
Yes.
Outside of special events.
And I will say as well, too, if I may add, because I know you got a lot of businesses that listen to this as well, and business people that listen to this as well, too. This is a perfect space for rental space.
You know, I thought about that. Actually, you know, I thought about maybe even coming here and doing a live podcast recording.
It's great.
That would be a lot of fun.
It's great for that kind of stuff.
So I'm going to put this out there because, you know, they say you just got to sometimes put stuff out there. You guys think of somebody that you'd like to see me interview and okay. I'll do a live interview from here.
Okay.
Where we'll record it. It'll come on the podcast as normally, but we'll also do the video piece and all that. But think of somebody, because I've wanted to do that at Theater Square, and I've talked with them and they're keen on that. And I just thought that there would be some real value in having a live discussion with somebody, because I think people would enjoy just what we're doing here. I mean, they're going to get to hear it, but it's nothing like being in person and hearing an individual share like that. So you think of that and you guys come up with somebody you think, hey, Randy, I think you should interview this person. We'll set it up and we'll do it here at the Music Depot. We'll put a blitz out. We'll do a press release and let folks know. And we'll get some folks out here.
That'd
we'll tell them to come out.
That'd be awesome. That helps us a lot. That's ways that we continue to do the work. This is a nonprofit.
Yeah.
So that's a great way for businesses to be a part and get something back in a real way.
Absolutely. Yeah. And then when do you guys have the comedy nights? Because I know that there's a growing comedy movement in Northwest Arkansas.
Let me tell you a quick story if I can.
Sure.
I don't know. So there was a big LA comic at the Walton Arts Center. And I heard about the show. I wanted to go. Didn't I get a chance to go? But I had a friend of mine that went to the show. She's in the nonprofit world as well, too. She's like, Anthony, I got to tell you the story what happened this weekend. I was like, what happened? And she said, you know about the show that happened. It was a sold out show. And the comedian, she asked, hey, we love Northwest Arkansas. Where should we go next? So many venues they could have said in Northwest Arkansas. Everybody was screaming the Music Depot. And that was so flattering to me because when we saw this space, we were like, it's perfect for this kind of event. You know, of course, comedy was one of those things where we felt like it would be great for music, film, showings and stuff like that, panel discussions,
even improv.
We knew it's a great space for that, but we're building on that. We do it once a month. Frisco the Kid, he hosts.
He's been on
those
the podcast.
Nights, and
he's been on the podcast.
He's on fire. He's going all over the country. And so he hosts his once a month. It's usually on the second or third Saturday, but it floats. It's on our website. You can check those out.
Okay.
We plan those out 3 or 4 months out. So it's always a date up. It is always pretty much sold out as well, too.
Yeah.
So that's a growing thing that I'm really, really enjoying because I'm a music guy. So to see like other kinds
but we all
of
like
events
to laugh
here,
too. Yeah.
We all like to laugh, you know, and I tell people a lot of times.
Yes.
In this times, we definitely need laughter. Laughter is like medicine to the soul. But in this corporate environment, people come to Northwest Arkansas for upward mobility, but you forget to laugh.
Yeah.
And you forget to enjoy yourself with all the hustle and bustle. So it's a really, really great time to come out and have a good laugh.
Yep, absolutely. Were you going to say something, Reggie?
I was. For also a plug, come out on Friday nights. Bring your teams.
Yeah, yeah.
Contact us. Yeah. Let us know if you need to, you know, if you want 25 of your team members need to come. Yeah. Let us know.
We just hosted the City of Rogers here.
Okay. Okay.
We've hosted War Eagle here. We've hosted several other companies here as well, too.
Yeah. We're going to put you guys on
now,
you're
talking about comedy.
So people know.
Tell your office to come out and to jump on stage and start singing songs. Now, that's a lot of comedy.
I know it is. Because, you know, we all sing well in the shower. We all in perfect pitch in the shower.
Perfect.
But, yeah. So that's the way it is. But
thanks, Ray.
No, I appreciate you guys teeing that up. So, yeah, we will certainly encourage folks to do that. And I know you guys even listed yourselves on finditnwa.com. And yes. So we want to make sure.
Yes, thank you for people, offering that to
yeah,
us.
Absolutely. We want to make sure that, you know, that's the new thing that we're doing. And honestly, that just came out of us just wanting to continue to promote mm-hmm. all of the local businesses mm-hmm. here that are doing great things. So sometimes as a business owner, it can be a struggle to create awareness.
Absolutely.
And so we just want to create, that's why I did the podcast. I just want to create awareness for all the amazing people doing amazing things here in Northwest Arkansas. And you guys are certainly no exception to that. So,
well, we certainly want to give you, Randy, your flowers. Man, you've been a huge supporter for us and a huge cheerleader for us and all the things that we do in the community. And this platform you built, as a friend, as a business person, we're super duper proud of all the things that you've created for the community as well, too. It's a blessing to be able to create something that it can support you, but it can also support the community as well, too.
Absolutely.
And we know you have a huge heart for that.
Yeah,
so
thank you so much. I appreciate that. Yeah, I appreciate that. Well, you know, I'll end with this. My grandfather used to always tell me, he said, if you pour into a city, it will give back to you. Mm-hmm. And I've always stood by that. And, you know, there's a scripture along those lines as well. Yeah. For Joshua. But I mean, it's just one of those things where I just said, I'm going to double down and make it work. And it's here we are. So, you know, let's keep doing
kudos,
it. So,
kudos,
yeah, man. Absolutely. So thank you both. Thank you both very much. I appreciate it. So,
thank you, man.
Yeah,
thanks,
absolutely. Man. Well, there you have it, folks. Another episode of the I Am Northwest Arkansas podcast. To learn more about us, please visit our website at iamnorthwestarkansas.com. You can learn more about the Music Depot and Music Moves AR and Anthony and Reggie and all the amazing things that they are doing. All that information will be in the show notes. You can check us out online. You can also subscribe or follow the podcast on any major podcasting platform, including YouTube. And that's right. More and more of our episodes are going to come out as videos in the near future. So stay tuned for that. But I just really want to encourage you to share this podcast with a friend. If you know somebody that's moving here and they're saying, well, why should I move to Northwest Arkansas? Just let them listen to a few of these episodes. I think they'll be sold after that. Anyway, that's all I have for you for this week. Remember, our episodes come out rain or shine every Monday. I will see you back here next week with another new episode of the I Am Northwest Arkansas podcast. Peace.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of I Am Northwest Arkansas. Check us out each and every week, available anywhere that great podcasts can be found. For show notes or more information on becoming a guest, visit iamnorthwestarkansas.com. We'll see you next week on I Am Northwest Arkansas.
Attention Northwest Arkansas businesses and talent seekers. Introducing Onboard NWA.com, your hyperlocal job board crafted for our unique community. Struggling to find the perfect match for your job openings? Onboard NWA simplifies the hiring process, connecting you with the region's top talent through tailored talent matching solutions. Whether you're an employer seeking expertise or a professional looking for your next opportunity, Onboard NWA is here for you. Discover more at onboardnwa.com and let's build the future of Northwest Arkansas together.